RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Chris Goforth in place of John Chuckery tonight. We keep it moving here. We talk Falcons. Now let's talk some Hawks. Back on the WadeFord.com hotline we go. Say hello to Brad Rowland, Locked on Hawks podcast. Brad, kind enough to spend a few minutes with us tonight. And Brad, it wasn't that long ago that you and I talked last. I guess it was last week. We finally got that John Collins trade we've been talking about for forever. Now, my question to you is, when you look at this Hawks roster, how do you make up the difference for John Collins, especially offensively?
Yeah, it's really a good question because at the moment, and this could still change, as you well know, they haven't really done anything else. It's kind of sending out John Collins and getting nothing back in return in terms of like ready-made assets. They have the draft picks from this year who'll be rookies. The rookies are not generally ready to play. So, yeah, you're looking at a combination of Sadiq Bey and Jalen Johnson, for the most part, in terms of replacing Collins. Very different players. Sadiq Bey, more of an offensive, you know, floor spacer type. I think that's something that with Quinn Snyder, they kind of want a little bit more of. It's a little bit better shooting at their forward spot. So that's probably some of the appeal of Sadiq Bey. And with Jalen Johnson, you're looking to get it in a different way in that he is much more comfortable with the ball in his hands as a creator on the perimeter. Great in transition, that kind of thing. Not a shooter yet. But still someone who's a little bit more dynamic with the ball in their hands. So they're going to piece it together. It's going to be very, very different, but certainly they have some options.
Hawks made a move on Saturday. They get Ty Washington. They get Usman Garuba. I know they didn't give up a lot, Brad, but what are they getting in return?
Yeah, that was actually a great piece of like fringe NBA business from the Hawks, where they gave up nothing, like you said, and got two draft picks attached to taking two first-round draft picks recently in Garuba and Washington. So it might just be a process move, but as far as these guys on the court, Garuba is really a very good defender. Offensively, certainly a big question, which is why he's available for this kind of price, but he's a 6'8", 6'9", very versatile, flexible big man defensively, could be a nice long-term piece on that side of the floor. And then Washington is a developmental guard, was a first-round pick last year, had kind of a rough year in Houston, but honestly, a lot of rookie guards have rough years. So you're kind of buying as low as you possibly can on Washington in particular, and maybe a long-term play as a backup point guard type. But basically what I would view as two flyers, but at the cost of very, very little, and you get some picks to take them.
Are these guys on the roster come November?
I would probably lean to yes, only because they are guaranteed contracts. So you have to either trade them or you have to cut them and pay them, which is, I think, is not necessarily likely. So it wouldn't surprise me if they were moved by any means. I'm not, you'll probably hear in my voice, I'm not 100% convinced on any of that. But I think if I had to guess right now, knowing what we know, I would lean to yes just because of their contract situation and the fact that they are very young. They're both 21 years old. So there's a little bit of room to grow, even if it's maybe some college park time this year, especially for Washington. I think Garuba could probably play some minutes for you right now. He played a lot more in Houston than Washington did. So I think if I had to guess, Garuba a little bit more likely than Washington, but I would probably say yes to both right now.
Now, how does Brad Rowland from Locked on Hawks is with us. But, Brad, how does Garuba fit in with Capella and Okongwu? Would he just be the third center?
Yeah, I mean, he could play a little bit more of the four than a pure center. I think he's closer to a Kongwu than what you're looking at, like that more similar size, actually probably even a little bit bigger than a Kongwu, like, you know, strength-wise. But, yeah, he's a small ball center for the most part, can play a little bit of four. I think the guy who you're looking at maybe is not benefiting from Garuba is Bruno Fernando, who is currently non-guaranteed. They pushed Bruno's guarantee date back to July 10th, so they can cut Bruno if they want to for no penalty. I'm not saying they're going to do that, but I think if you're Bruno, you're probably not thrilled to see another guy there that's kind of in a similar mold to you. Different players, but kind of your third center. And the Hawks do need a third center of some kind, so I think one of those guys would be around. Maybe both. It's not impossible, but I think Garuba probably just more of a depth piece behind those two guys, because as long as Capella and Okongwu are both there and healthy at the same time, there isn't really much in terms of minutes at the center spot.
Brad Rowland, check out his podcast. It's called Locked on Hawks. You can find it wherever you download your podcast from. And Brad, kind enough to hang with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. As they are currently constructed, Brad, is this team today better than the team that ended the season with a playoff loss this past spring?
It's really complicated, because I think if you just go nuts and bolts on the roster, they're worse, because you basically traded John Collins for nothing. And John Collins, forever, I know he's kind of polarizing these days, but is still a good NBA basketball player. No matter what you think of him in the contract and all that stuff, he's still a good player with some clear strengths, and you didn't really replace him. Now, you're banking on internal improvement, and that's reasonable. You have a lot of young guys on this roster that should be getting better as far as a step forward. And I think the most important thing beyond that internal development is Quinn Snyder. A full season of Quinn Snyder, I think the Hawks believe in that development, having him, having already had this sort of taste on the bench, but a full offseason, full training camp. I said this before, but I firmly believe that the Hawks would have won a handful more of games last year if Snyder had been there all year long with the same talent. So even if the roster really actually isn't better, in fact, you could probably argue that it's worse right now. I think between the youth and the fact that Snyder's now there for the full season, that's kind of where you have to grab your optimism from, because like you kind of alluded to there, there isn't like a sweeping change in terms of the roster, and that's kind of tough to swallow for a team that's in the play-in.
Yeah, I don't see the big move or the splashy move, whether it's free agency or by trade, by this front office this offseason. Do you?
If I had to guess, no. I mean, there's certainly irons in the fire. There's been some rumblings about Pascal Siakam. That'd be a very big move if they were to do that. I don't know how close that is. It's just kind of been out there the last couple of weeks that the Hawks are interested in Siakam, but I'm sure Toronto will be asking for a lot. And beyond that, I don't really see a clear path to that. Like, you know, it seems like it's still early. It's July 3rd, but the vast majority of NBA business is done right now. Like, some of the big guys are still out there because of the trade requests, you know, your Dame Lillard's, your James Harden's. But aside from that, like, free agency is almost over at this point, and there will be some trades, I am sure. But, you know, again, more of the offseason is kind of in the rearview mirror now than it actually is in the future. So if you're holding out for a big move, it doesn't seem likely to me, but it's definitely possible, whether it's Siakam or something that we just don't know about at this point in time, because, you know, there's still runway. Summer League, the entire NBA descends on Vegas at the same time. There's some conversations that will certainly be happening there. But I would not guess that they'd make another big move if I had to guess.
Brad Rowland, his podcast is Locked on Hawks, and he's with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Are you still hearing anything about possibly moving Clint Capella or moving Hunter? Is either one of those still a likely possibility?
I think that they have still been making calls. You know, after the Collins trade, I was intentionally trying to figure out, okay, are they done, or are they going to try to keep kind of keep going on these guys? It seems like Hunter and Capella are still very much available, but they're not like on a mission to trade them, if that makes sense. I think that the big sort of domino was getting one of those guys off the roster in terms of money and savings and all that. And because of the Collins deal, I think they're still making calls, taking calls, being open to discussions, but the urgency level, in my understanding, is a little bit lower now than it was a couple of weeks ago, which makes logical sense. So it wouldn't surprise me if either one of those guys has moved for different reasons. You know, Hunter, now he's making real money after not being after sort of being cheap the first 4 years of his career. And with Capella, it's more about a Congo than anything else, if you want to look that way. But I think right now, it seems like those guys are more likely to stay than not. Again, all the caveats apply.
Where are the Hawks right now in terms of the salary situation? Are they going to be looking to shed more dollars?
They shouldn't need to unless they do something else. Like, if they were to add Siakam, you might have some more concerns. But with Collins off the books, they are now well below the luxury tax line. So I don't think they're going to have to shed any more money this year urgently. You know, in the future, when you start talking about the potential to pay guys like DeJounte Murray and Onyeka Okongwu and Sadiq Bey on extensions, that's where it gets tricky. So starting next year, you might have some more questions, which is, you know, part of why they had to shed some salary now was because of the long term in addition to the short term. But as far as this coming season, they're now below the tax line by, you know, $8 to $10 million, depending on how the sort of decisions that they make on other guys. But they are no longer in tax purgatory right now, unless something else happens. But for now, the urgency level there is probably off, and they can kind of be a little bit more flexible.
Brad, I poke around those NBA websites looking at you know, news and rumors, and I see nothing about the Hawks on any of these NBA sites in terms of, you know, being rumored for this move, rumored for that move. I too saw the stuff on Siakam, but that's been a while now. Is it a good thing or a bad thing that everything seems to be so quiet around this team?
Yeah, it's probably a mixture, to be honest. You know, part of that is logistics, too. Like, this is a team that came into the offseason having a much more full roster than most teams do. They had basically everyone under contract, and then they also did make a big trade. I mean, it seems like it was forever ago now, but John Collins got moved. That was a substantial transaction. So, you know, that happened, and after that was done, like, they don't, you know, this is a team that didn't have any more, like, absolute screaming urgency to go do something. So I'm with you. I've been looking at trying to find, you know, the next thing to talk about and the next thing to kind of gauge, and it really has gone quiet. I think on free agency in particular, there were never going to be a team that moved quickly or had any big money to throw around, so it was always going to be quiet there. But once the Collins thing happened, it basically became, okay, is it Capella? Is it Hunter? Is it something else? And if the answer is no to all those things, there isn't really that much more to do. And, you know, the trade that happened on Saturday came out of nowhere in probably a good way for the Hawks. It didn't leak out. They made a very nice transaction on the margins. But that's the kind of move you're looking at versus, like, they're not really in the rumors right now because it's all kind of focused on the names like Lillard and Harden, and the Hawks are nowhere near those talks, nor should they be. So they're kind of in a weird spot where they're not full, but they kind of can stand pat if they want to.
Brad Rowland from Locked On Hawks with us as we wrap things up with him tonight and finish up our conversation talking about the Atlanta Hawks. Will they try to get an extension with DeJounte Murray done this offseason? What's the status for him now beyond the 23-24 season?
I think they're going to try, but without going crazy on the CBA, they're limited in what they can offer him. They're, because of his salary being honestly so small right now, he's a really good bargain on his current contract. They are limited with what they can offer. And essentially the consensus is the Hawks probably already offered the most that they can offer. And no one that I've talked to believes DeJounte will take it. It's a lot of money. It's over $100 million guaranteed. But given where DeJounte is, where the market is going, if he has a pretty good season, he's going to get considerably more on the market than he would get in this extension. So I think they're going to be probably playing the waiting game. Maybe he surprises everyone and takes the contract, takes the security. But for now, it's like it's no one's fault. But the Hawks can only offer so much, and it's not really enough to get DeJounte to take it, at least in the minds of people that I talk to.
He's Brad Rowland. Check out his podcast, Locked On Hawks. He does it every single day. Always good stuff. And, Brad, always appreciate it when you've got time to chat, my man. We'll talk soon, I'm sure.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.